Rabbi said, look, we have a huge job on our hands. We need to do Kiddush Hashem, a huge Kiddush Hashem. We need to show to the world that we're happy. If we're not going to be happy, how are they going to want to come to join us? You understand? So first of all, we're going to sing to Hashem Yitbarach a song. Does someone have an idea? A good song? A happy song? Today it's a Yilula on Rav Shlomo Karlibach.
Nathan, on the journey to Eretz Israel, someone asked him if he brought new books from Ukraine. So he answered to him, yes, I brought the book, the new book of grandson of Baal Shem Tov, called Likutei Moharan, Rav Nachman in Breslev. After it, he was so excited, he was so happy, and he said, I couldn't believe that I'm going to have the merit to mention the name, the holy name of Likutei Moharan on the sea, on my journey. Just to mention the name, he said. And then he said, who is saying those words? It's me. Who am I, Rabbi Nathan? Who am I? I am the one that Rabbeinu testify on him that he understands something about him, about Rabbeinu. So me that I understand something on the greatness of Rabbeinu, I'm telling him you that I couldn't believe that I'm going to have that merit to mention the holy name, Likutei Moharan, on the sea. Just to mention the name. Simplicity of Rabbi Nathan, how much he was holding from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. After that Rabbeinu passed away, Rabbi Nathan wouldn't go with the shtreimel on his head. They asked him why. He said that no one's going to mistake to think that I'm Admor, that I replaced Rabbeinu. No one can replace Rabbeinu. No one can replace. Rabbeinu Rav Nachman in Breslev, he is the Admor. Where is your Admor? In Uman.
We don't have an Admor. Our Admor is in Uman. We have an Admor that is in Uman, that is praying, that is walking in front of us. To every place that we're going, to every place that we're going, the Rebbe is walking to that place before of us. Rabbeinu said, Malachem Lidog, why you need to be afraid? Shani Olech Lifnechem, that I'm walking in front of you. To every meeting, to every appointment, to every business, to every Limud HaTorah, to everything that you're going, Rabbeinu is walking before of you, in front of you, opening the way for you, just for you. Out of his amazing, huge love to each and every one of us, Rabbeinu was accepting on himself suffering, Yisurim, that would be enough to open the way for everyone else to be able to serve Hashem Yitbarach. And he checked how much you're able to suffer, and he took all of the rest. We deserve a lot more. Our Rabbeinot is crazy, mamash, a person damaged in his life, crazy amounts of destructions. But the Rebbe took everything on himself, and he already paid. He gave the check. He paid already for all of us. This is the wonderful Rabbeinu, wonderful Rebbe. So, Rabbeinu said, "Ve'emuna and faith." Torah Lamed Aleph. Still in we're in the second part. Second part. Yes. Yes. Ve'emuna and faith, he mekor habrachot, it's the source of all blessings. Bivchinot, in aspects of what it's written, ish emunot rav brachot. Once I made 15 times 6 hours on one issue. And I went to Arav Shalom about that, and I shared it with him, and I told him, Arav, I made 15 times 6 hours on one subject. Told me on what? I shared it with him. He was very disappointed. Very disappointed. Shulam Alechem. Very disappointed. Me. It's also good. Also good. But, and then he said that verse. It's written, Ish emunot rav brachot. A person that have faith, he's got all of the blessings. So why you need to pray on something else instead of faith? On faith, this is a good subject to do 6 hours on. This is what he told me. So, a voice I learn from my failures. It's good. Ish emunot rav brachot. A man that have faith in Hashem Yitbarach, he's got all of the blessings. Bevchinot, in aspect of what it's written, Vayvarech Elokim et Yom HaShvi'i, that God blessed the seventh day. Why the seventh day? Like we said, that in the seventh day, Yom HaShabbat, only then we can understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the one that created the world. Because over there, in that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting. So because that He's resting, we can understand that in the rest of the few first days, He was creating. So the Shabbos is to remind us that Hashem, He is the Creator, that He is leading us, that He is teaching us. Ve'en shlemut la'brachot, and none of the blessings going to be complete, ela ad she'ikablu mimkor ha'brachot. They will not going to be perfect until they're going to receive from the source of all blessings. What it means, that even if now someone deposit in your bank account $1 million, you will not going to see a perfect result out of the $1 million if you don't have faith that Hashem gave you that $1 million. That how you should consult with Hashem. Hashem, what should I do? First of all, to praise Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for helping me. If you received something and you don't have the faith to know that it's from you, means if you still think that something depends in you, that you are a reality in a certain way, so you will not going to have a perfect result from that thing. It means perfect benefit, satisfaction from every blessing that you can have from marriage. If mamash, you found the best woman in the world, and she's the greatest, and she's so kind and modest and rich and whatever, she's mute, everything is perfect, mamash.
So, if you don't have faith that it's all from Hashem Yitbarach, Rabbi Isai, if you don't have faith in Hashem Yitbarach, that He's the one that blessed you in all of those blessings, you will not gonna have everything. You will not gonna enjoy from it in the perfect way. Bishvil zektiv bahem, this is why it's written on them, on the blessings that we learned last week. Shesh brachot ve'achad asar. Only 6 blessings and 11. Even though that we learned that actually there are 7 and 12. You can watch it in the last week's shiur, Wednesday's shiur. So, lehorot, to show us, she'en lahem shlemut, that they are not perfect. Ve'zeh she'amru chachamenu zichonam livracha. And this is what that our holy rabbis taught us in the Gemara Masechet Makot. Ba David, came David, ve'emidan al achad asar. Came David and established all Torah mitzvot on 11. On 11 obligations, actually on 11 blessings. By Yishaya, after a while, in the future, came Yishaya, ve'emidan al shesh, and established all Torah mitzvot on six brachot. If you remember, we said that the one that is those blessings, the 11 or 12 and the 6 or 7 blessings, are coming because of charity. The 6 or 7 blessings are coming because of donating money, giving physical donation, charity. And the 11 or 12 blessings are coming when you're supporting someone in a spiritual way, when you're smiling to him, when you're teaching him how to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. So, Yishaya ve'emidan al shesh. Came Yishaya and established all Torah mitzvot on 6. Chavakuk, and then came Chavakuk the prophet, ve'emidan al emunah, and established all Torah mitzvot on faith. Means that if you don't have faith, you don't have the Torah. Even if you imagine to yourself that you have all of the Torah inside of your heart, inside of your brain, if you don't believe that Hashem is the King, Hashem was the King, and Hashem is going to be the King, there is nothing except of Hashem. Everything that Hashem is doing from a good reason, and there is nothing except of Him at all. If you don't have that faith, I mean, if you're still arrogant, that you imagine to yourself that you are a reality, you don't have the Torah. You don't have the Torah. The Torah is coming to teach you Hashem, that there is only Hashem. Nothing else in the world exists at all. And if you don't have that basic thing, you don't have the Torah, even if you can remember all Shas, all Mishnayot, all Shulchan Aruch, with all of the Mefarshim, all of Chumash, Rashi, all of Nevi'im, Ketuvim, all of the Mefarshim Rishonim, V'Achronim, through all of the generations. If you don't have a perfect faith that you not exist at all, you don't have the Torah. The Torah is established on one. Tzadik be'emunato yichyeh. That the righteous man, he is living in this world according to his faith. Tzadik be'emunato yichyeh. And the explanation on that verse, Tzadik be'emunato yichyeh, is that the righteous man gonna have life in the world to come that gonna be the result of the faith that he had in this world. Like we explained that once, that in the world to come, what's gonna be? We all gonna see Hashem, hopefully. This is what's supposed to be. It's written that in the future, righteous people are standing in a circle, like that it's written, Ve'emunatcha sevivotecha, that the faith is surrounding the person from every direction, and they're standing in that circle, and they're all pointing to the center, and they're saying, this is Hashem that we were hoping for him. Ze Hashem kivinu lo. This means that they're recognizing him. When you're saying this, it's something that you remember from old life, from this world. So actually, in the world to come, the righteous people have the ability to recognize Hashem that they were hoping for him in this world. In this world, they were looking on every situation and they were hoping for Hashem. They were looking for Hashem Yitbarach in every situation, so they have the merit to recognize Hashem Yitbarach in the world to come. Hashem Yitbarach is one in heaven and one in earth. If you recognize him, recognizing him in this world, you're going to be able to recognize him in the world to come. But if you're not recognizing him here in this world, also in the world to come, you will not going to have that ability to recognize him. Because only, and this is an amazing vote that I heard from Rav Noach Weinberg Zatzal, that he said that once a reporter asked him, what's your percentage of success in Esh? So he answered to him, 100% of success. Ask him why you're telling 100%. A lot of people that went to your classes and they haven't done tshuva and they're not keeping Shabbos, they're not acting like Haredim Jews like you wanted them to be. So he answered to him, our success is only that they're going to believe for one moment in their life that there is a creator to this world. And then whatever going to be with them going to be in the world to come, when they're going to come to the world to come and they're going to see the huge light, they're going to have the ability to say, oh, it's Hashem, it's enough for me. Means you can learn from that if they will not going to have that awareness even for once in their life that Hashem exists, also when they're going to see the light in the world to come, they will not going to have the ability to recognize it and to know what it means. And Rav Shalom said that the students of Harav, I think it was Harav Aryeh Levin, one time they were sitting in a seuda or in the Beit Midrash, and Harav asked them, tell me, what a person gonna do in the world to come when the angels, before of trial, gonna start beating him and... How you said that whipping him and all horrible punishments, drag him from one side of heaven to the other side. What are you gonna do over there? The students for sure started to shake. No one had an answer, and they asked him, "Rav, you're gonna ask an answer to us?" So he told them, "Tomorrow, I'm gonna answer you." And the day, and tomorrow, day after, he came. The students immediately asked him, "So, Rav, what's the answer for the question that you asked?" Told them, look, if in this world the person, when people are chasing after him and hitting him and beating him, he's recognizing that it's Hashem, also in the world to come, he's going to know that those angels are not reality at all. And he's going to say that it's Hashem and they won't have no ability to hit him anymore. But if in this world he will not going to recognize that it's Hashem, they're going to hit him and going to beat him. Until he's going to wake up to realize that there is nothing except of Hashem. So it's a very, very good advice to wake up, to know Hashem Yitbarach in this world. This is the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach, that he's given us that possibility of tshuva. When a person is arrogant, he is not able to confess, to do tshuva. It's hard for him to confess, to admit that he's wrong, that he's failing, that he's lying, that he's got lusts, stupid, crazy lusts and desires, that he's acting much like an animal. It's hard for him to admit. So he's making up a lot of stories and lies and wrapping himself with a lot of lies. But to Hashem Yitbarach, you cannot lie. To Hashem Yitbarach, you cannot lie. This is why Hashem gave us that present, huge present of tshuva. That when a person is humble, he can confess. Is able to admit that he was wrong and is coming to Hashem Yitbarach and telling him, listen, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm sorry, this is it, I was wrong. And from the moment that you've done that, they're erasing all of your background, all of your sins, all of your avonot, been erased already, this is it. From the moment that you've done tshuva, just the arrogant person, because that he's so afraid from confronting with himself to admit, he's just adding more sins and more crimes on himself daily, more and more and more, until that in the end of his life, he's collapsing from sorrow, from sadness, from frustration, from chasing after himself, blaming himself, all life, all of his life. But the humble person, every day, he's standing and admitting and asking for help.
because he understands that he's not able, he doesn't have the ability to save himself. So he's confessing and he's asking for forgiveness. And then by that he's erasing all of his avonot. And if he's doing it out of love and not out of fear, he's also going to have a huge reward on the fact that he admits on his avonot. Because it's a miracle that a person that was such a sinner, now he's confessing and doing tshuva, and Hashem is mamash, he's respecting that, and he's appreciating it very much. If he sees, look at him, my son, he was so far away, and now he's putting so much effort, and he's admitting, and it's so hard for him to admit. And I see the effort, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees, he knows how much it's hard for people that have that arrogant, how much it's hard for them to admit. But then he sees you, that you're also arrogant, but still, you're working on that, and you're standing, and you're confessing, and you're admitting, and you're revealing your heart, and you're sharing with Hashem Yitzbarach, and asking for help, for hand, for a lifeline. That moment that Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging you in such a positive way, to Kaf Zchut, that is lifting you to an amazing place, that from that place it's written, that in the place of Baal Teshuvah, righteous people cannot stand in that place. And there was a genius that his name was maybe Rav Hai Gaon, or maybe one of other Geonim in the generation of the geniuses of the Geonim, that he said that he brought that, he explained it. What is that place? It's a place of Baal Teshuvah, and he explained it that. And when they asked about him, about that genius that he explained it, they asked, like who? Who is that Baal Teshuvah? So they answered, like him. Like, I think it was Rav Hai Gaon. Like Rav Hai Gaon. That he is such a genius, but he is doing Teshuvah daily. On what he's doing Teshuvah? That he wasn't holding Hashem Yitzbarach as holy as he is holding him today. Means that yesterday, he didn't have his Hasaga of today. He wasn't in the level of today. On that, he's doing tshuva. That yesterday he wasn't in the level of today. So even a person that is not even close to sins, to avonot at all, he's just righteous and pure and clean, and he's climbing. He's on plus. He's climbing on the scale, on the floors, and he's climbing and climbing and climbing. Still, he's doing tshuva. This is about tshuva. So you can see that you can be a Baal Teshuvah from every place, in the lowest place, in the highest place. A Baal Teshuvah is a person that is confessing, that he knows that you cannot fulfill your obligation, but you can want. And this is what you're showing while you're doing Teshuvah, that really you want to get closer to Hashem Yitzbarach. And this is what that's important, that you are showing your will, that you're telling Hashem Yitzbarach, I want you, Hashem, I want to get closer to you. Rav Shalom in Uman, in a shiur, in class in Uman, in the eve of Rosh Hashanah, he said, what it means to have a Hirur Teshuvah, the proof that I heard it from Uman is because I wrote it on a Kartis Bikur of the cab driver Sergei. You want his phone number? It's best. It's the best. Fix everything with you. And if not, give him 2-3 months, he's going to learn it also. So, his Rav Shalom said, in the shiur, what it means that a person, what's the thought that a person should have in his mind while he's doing tshuva? Ani rotze, I want, mirega ze, from that moment and on, liyot kirtzon Hashem, to be like that the will of Hashem in Baruch is. I want to cancel my will to be like that you want me to be. This is the will of Hashem. This is Hirur Teshuvah. This is Hirur Teshuvah. And the Gemara is saying that the person that made Hirur Teshuvah, mochalim lo al kol avonotav. They're erasing all of his sins, all of his avonot. And if he's doing it out of love, means that you love Hashem and you want to be close to him. This is it. You don't need to be an angel. You need to be exactly who that you are. Just you need to believe that the Gemara is talking about you also. This is the wisdom, to be humble, to understand. Like the David HaMelech is saying on himself, that he is chassid. Shomrei Ni'el ki chassid ani.
No, but at the beginning of the verse. Ki chassid ani.
Shamra
nafshi ki chassid ani. Shamra nafshi ki chassid ani. Watch over my soul, because I'm a chassid. So the Gemara is asking, Umikare David lenafshe chassid. David is calling to himself a chassid. And Rabbeinu said on that, in the last Torah, last Torah, in Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu said on that actually, someone asked him, how I'm going to, Rabbeinu told that person that when you're reading Tehillim, you should explain to yourself the verses on yourself. Like you are David HaMelech, in those situations of David HaMelech. All of those wars, it wars of the Yetzer Hara. You don't have those enemies outside, but you still have those enemies inside. So you need to pray to Hashem Yitzbarach. So he asked Rabbeinu, but I'm going to explain to myself the verses that David HaMelech is saying on himself, praising himself, like Shomra Nafshi Ki Chassid Ani, watch my soul because I'm a Chassid. And more, Heshiv lo, so Rabbeinu answered to him. Also that you should explain on yourself. Because you have to judge yourself, to kaf zchut in a positive way, and to find in yourself a merit and a good point that you have. That in that aspect, that good point, you are a chassid. You are a chassid. You're coming to yeshiva, you're learning Likutei Moharan. It's a way of chassidim. Chassidim are doing those things. Trying to do it bodedut. You're a chassid. You're mitchassid with kamcha. You're going to Hashem and you're confessing. You doesn't have to believe in his good point, that he's a soul, that he's a neshama. And when you are close to that light, this is what the Rav Shalom said, that your will is showing your neshama. Means that when you can recognize inside of yourself that you want Hashem Yitbarach, this is what it means, that you don't have no more avonot, because you can see the light of your neshama. A person that has a lot of sins, he cannot recognize the light of his neshama. He thinks that he is a body. This is why he is running all of the time to find more food, more money, more houses and more properties, physical satisfactions, because he's not aware to his spiritual side, to his neshama. But when you're doing tshuva and you're erasing your avonot, you don't have those curtains to block the light of the neshama, so you can see your neshama. And then when you see your neshama, you see that you're all good. You see that you're good. And this is what a person should do all day long, to be positive, to judge himself in a positive way. And it's so hard. This is the war of the Yetzer Hara, that always blaming you. You're bad, you're mean, you're wrong, you're stupid, you're an animal, you're I don't know what, you're mean, you're horrible, you're so... It's all Lashon Hara. It's all Lashon Hara. It means that you still have avonot, that you need to do tshuva on them. And if you're going to do tshuva, you will not going to see all of those blockings anymore. They're not going to stop you. You're just going to recognize that you're a holy soul. That you're holy, neshama. That you're holy, that you're good. What you want to have in life? A little bit of good. You want something bad? You don't want something bad to happen. And even if you have Yetzer Hara, it's your Yetzer Hara. It's your Yetzer Hara. I remember that once, I'm not going to tell you that it was yesterday night, that you were not going to suspect me, but once, my wife was rebuking me in a horrible way. Mama, she was very kind to do that favor to me, to help me. There are things that I cannot recognize by myself. I cannot. I don't have that ability. I'm not such a man of truth to do tshuva on those things alone. I have to have help, someone. This is why Kadosh Baruch Hu created the wife, that she's going to help you. So she was fulfilling her job in a perfect way. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. She was very kind to help me with those amazing points. And after it, I was chasing after myself. And it was part of my tshuva. I told her, you are right. I was all of those bad things that you said, and more, and more, and more. I confessed, and then I stopped. While I was confessing, I stopped. And then I told her, you know, it wasn't me. This is my Yetzer Hara. This is my Yetzer Hara that was doing all of those bad things.
course that you need to hold a certain level of tshuva, that you're going to have that ability to say those straight words in front of your wife, and that you're not going to look for the pen to slap your face with it, but to check if really she's going to find your face, like in Walt Disney movies, that they see the face in the other side. You need to check it. If really it works, it works. So they have to check. So, Baruch Hashem. But I recognized that, and I saw that, and I said, it's not me, it's my Yetzer Hara. And then I could cry to Hashem in Barach at last. I could say to Hashem in Barach, Hashem, what can I do that I have Yetzer Hara that is torturing my wife, that is ruining the life of my wife? It's my Yetzer Hara. Please, Hashem in Barach, forgive my avonot and help me to be pure. And this is the straight way of tshuva, that you confess, that you talk to Hashem in Barach. From every word and word, you're learning more about yourself in the Itbodedut. Itbodedut, it's secret of tshuva. Tefillah, it's secret of tshuva. David HaMelech, he is the one that taught us, that opened the path of tshuva to the individual. By what? By his prayers. By the book of Tehillim. By praising Hashem Yitbarach. By talking to Hashem Yitbarach. By that, he's opening the way for you, the individual, to do tshuva. Only if we're going in that path of prayers, of conversations with Hashem Yitbarach, justifying Hashem Yitbarach on every situation, crowning Hashem Yitbarach in every situation, admitting and doing tshuva. By that you can learn a little bit what it means, humility. That you're able not to fight back, to answer back. If you're answering back, you have, we all still have a very, very, very hard problem with faith. If we're answering back, if we're arguing, means that we don't see Hashem. Just don't see Hashem. And fight with the speaker, Mama Hashem. It's a speaker. What are you fighting with him? Someone else is talking to you. You cannot recognize that. This is what it's written on the generation that is look like Pnei Hador ke Pnei Kelev, that the face of the generation is like the face of the dog. That the dog, if you're beating him with a stick, he's jumping on the stick. Even though if he's going to jump on you in one moment, he's finishing all of that story. But he doesn't have the ability to understand that. He's jumping and fighting with that stick. And you're controlling that stick. And he will keep on fighting with the stick and you're going to walk away. And he's stupid. And we're also. What to do? What to do? Need to confess. Need to admit. We're stupid. We're dumb like dogs. Yes. What? Am I the only one? Maybe. I wish. Bless me. So, Bezrat Hashem. Like we said, Bacha Vakuk. Chavakuk, they said that it's Chabad Breslev Kuk. This is Chavakuk. Maybe we can learn on that also, how much we need to love all groups of Am Israel, how much we need to support everyone, how much we need to accept for everyone. It's written, Ezeu Chacham, Alomed Mikol Adam. Who is the wise person? The one that learns from every person, from everyone else. And learn from them. Everyone has his experience in life. Everyone went through a lot of adventures in their lives, and you can learn. You can learn it all alone. Like the Rav Shalom said on Rav Ovadia Yosef, that he, maybe we can say that he was the biggest genius of all times. Why? Because he is the only genius that had all of the books in front of him. In other generations, they didn't have all of the books. They were not typing all of them, and it was hard to bring from one state to the other, from one land to the other, all of those, the wisdom of Sfaradim, Bnei Adot HaMizrach. Their wisdom was over there, in Tzfon Africa, north of Africa. But the wisdom of the Ashkenazim was there. So the biggest genius in Poland, he could learn. Maybe he had the books from Hungary, maybe he had the books from Ukraine, maybe, hopefully. But not more than that. One book, once in a while, came from a certain Mekubal or something, penetrate that hardcore somehow, maybe. Maybe. But the Rav Avadia, he had the ability to learn from all
how you say, from all of the keshet rechava,
spectrum. He had 40,000 books in his house.
40,000 books in his
and
house.
And he knew each one of them.
That he knew them all by heart. So, also us, we can take something from that aspect, from that ability, to accept from everyone. There was that righteous man, that he was one of the leaders of Chassidut Breslev. His name was Rabbi Avram ben Rab Nachman. That he was the rabbi of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender. In the eve of Rosh Hashanah, he was walking between the Chassidut Breslev, and he was looking on each and every one of them in his face. He was catching him for one eyesight, for one moment. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender asked him, "Why are you doing that?" So he told him, "Because that in every Chassid Breslev there is a point of Rabbeinu, of Rabbi Nachman Breslev, and I want to catch that point also. You cannot complete yourself if you're not attached to all of Am Yisrael. If you're Chas Shalom disqualifying one of Am Yisrael, you have one letter that is disqualified in your Torah book. There are 600,000 souls in Am Yisrael, 600,000 letters in the Holy Torah. Every neshama is equivalent to one letter, actually receives her light from that letter. If now you closed, and if you closed it on a community, on a group, on an edah, on a huge group, so you erased one parasha, or two parashot, or one book, one chumash, who knows what you closed for yourself? For yourself you were closing. It's why we need only to love and to accept and to learn from everyone and to accept everyone and to so many books, so many wisdom, so many light that everyone contains. Just have to open our hands. So, came Chavakuk ve'emidana le'emuna lehorot to teach us she'en shlemut lehada'at, that the wisdom cannot be complete, שהוא התורה, that it is the Torah, ואין שלמות לגלגלים, and also the wheels,
cycles,
are not complete, אלא על ידי אמונה, just only by faith. גם שמה שמצינו, also what that we learned, גבי גלגלים, on the wheels, שעיקר הליכתם, that usually they're all going ממערב למזרח, from the west to the east, בגלגל היומי, and the daily wheel מכריח אותם, forcing them ממזרח למערב, from the east to the west. זה הדבר מצינו, that thing we learned also about צדקה, about charity. Mizrach, east, zebchinot anoten tzedakah. It's the aspect of the one that gives that charity. Bevchinot, in the aspect of what it's written, mimizrach avi zarecha. From the east, I'm going to bring your seed. We were learning all of that part, and you're all asleep, like me. We learned all of that part. Bevchinot, like I told you last week, that mimizrach avi zarecha, that actually it sounds like we're talking about seed, about food. But actually the other aspect, the spiritual aspect, is also exists here. We can find it. That we said, Mimizrach avi zarecha, it's that promise that we're not going to leave no one in the horrible exile. Exile of lust. Exile of desires. Exile of arrogant, of honor, of all nonsense. We're not going to leave no one in those filthy places. We're going to bring all of them to Jerusalem, to the city of complete faith. It's written on Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim harim savivla, surrounded with mountains. Hashem saviv le'amo, and Hashem, like those mountains that are surrounding Jerusalem, Hashem is surrounding, mean guards, Am Israel, His nation. This is the verse. What we learned about Jerusalem in all of the years that we're learning here, that it got a lot of up and downs, that if you want to come to Jerusalem, you have to have a lot of up and downs on the path, on the journey to Jerusalem. So actually now, when we're going to take those two things together, we're going to understand that those up and downs are guarding us, are saving us,
those up and downs are giving us humility. If you will not going to have those up and downs, you're never going to be humble. If you're just going to succeed and succeed and succeed, you're going to be arrogant. And on an arrogant person, Hashem is saying, me and him cannot live in one place. It's written that the Torah calls water, like that the water are dropping a high place and going down to the low places, also the wisdom of the Torah dropping arrogant people and going down to the humble people. So if a person really wants to be saved from that exile, to be humble, to get into Jerusalem, you have to have those downs. And you have to accept that those downs are coming also from Hashem Yitbarach Himself. And no one is hurting you. And no one is bothering you. And no one is stopping you, because no one exists at all in your life. And a person has to know that for you, from your point of view, even though that we're all people, no one else except of you have a free choice. You should know from your point of view that you're the only one that have free choice. And all of the rest are doing what that Hashem wants them to do. If you're going to understand that your wife, she's talking only important words that Hashem wants you to hear. And your boss, he just wants you to hear, Hashem wants you to hear those words from your boss. And from your rabbi, and from your friends, and from everyone else in the world that is important to you. The words are all words of Hashem Yitbarach, like the David HaMelech said, Hashem amar lo kalel. Hashem told him to curse me. Hashem told him to curse me. Hashem told him to do those things to me. No one exists except of Hashem Yitbarach. When you have that faith, when your hands are mamash open to accept, when your heart is open, your wisdom is open, your eyes are open to accept, then you can learn the lesson from all of those situations. But if you're just going to be occupied on rejecting them and not to be insulted, and no one going to talk to me like that, you lost the wisdom. You dropped the wisdom. If you're talking Lashon Hara, like Rav Shalom said, that everyone that is talking Lashon Hara means that he thinks that there is someone over there that he needs to fight with him, and he's looking for a way, and he's talking Lashon Hara, bad things on him. Ma'as Badat, he's rejecting the wisdom. He doesn't want to hear the wisdom that is hiding behind that curtain, that Hashem Yitbarach is revealing to you through that person, through that woman, through that situation in the bank, through that ticket, through that police officer, through all Yetzer Hara that you have, through all situations of life. There is a message that is coming directly from the Lord, from Hashem Yitbarach, from the Creator. And you have to accept it and to want it, to want it. Ehov et ha-tochecha, to love to be rebuked. Ehov et ha-tochecha, it's one of the terms that you cannot learn the Torah without it. If you don't love to be rebuked, have to work on that. Have to ask for it from Hashem Yitbarach. Please Hashem, let me want you with all of my heart, with all of my desire, that I'm going to want you from every situation, that I'm not going to look for honor at all. I'm not going to look for money at all. I'm not going to look for no satisfaction at all. Just I'm going to look for you. You Hashem I desire. You Hashem I want. I want to know you Hashem Yitbarach. What else can we say? What else can we say? It's 1 o'clock. Thank you. Thank you.